Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Widow 180, the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I have a question for you. Do you love Facebook? Are you obsessed with Instagram? Maybe TikTok is your all-time fave social media platform to hang out on. Social media has changed everything about the way we interact with each other. And in many ways, it's both a blessing and a curse. Let's talk about this a little bit because it's really interesting to delve deeper into this. Take a look at how many Facebook friends you have. Is it hundreds? Maybe even thousands? It's amazing how many people we are connected with, right? But really, how close are you to those people? How many of those people are you really friends with? It feels like you have so many people around you and supporting you, and they're right there, accessible at any time, at a moment's notice. But how many of those people truly know you and know the real story behind your fake smile? Do they really know how much you're struggling? And on the flip side, you may think that you know them pretty well, based on the things that they post. Like when you see your friend and you think, oh, look, there's Sarah. Yep, Sarah loves crafting. Here she just posted a happy smiling picture of her at the craft show this weekend. So you feel like you know her, right? But you're not really connected to her because you haven't spoken in several years. You just like her picture. This is not true friendship because it's all surface. It's just surface level. You see what I mean? There's no depth to our social media connections. Well, most of them anyway. This is why it can be so harmful in your healing process. Because losing your spouse puts you in a vulnerable state. A lot of widows feel weak and vulnerable and lonely. They feel isolated. And when we go and we look at our friend number and we see hundreds of people, maybe even thousands. Yes, Facebook says we have thousands of friends, and yet we feel alone. And yet we feel like nobody understands us. It's not helping us. It's making us feel even worse. And it's making us feel like there's something wrong with us. Like, I shouldn't be feeling so lonely when I have 900 friends on Facebook. What's wrong with me? Why can't I get through this? We also start to fall into the comparison trap when we're on social media and we see our friends and their happy families. We compare our life that we had to the life that they are living now, one that we were robbed of, or we feel that way anyway. We get this twinge of jealousy that kind of creeps in. Or worse, depression. sadness, anxiety from being triggered by the happy images of our dear friends that are just reminders of what we don't have anymore. We feel like we don't belong with that group anymore because we don't have the same life in common that we did before. And we look at our happy friends and we feel that disconnect growing. We feel that sense of isolation instead of feeling a bond like we did before. It's the deep feeling of isolation that affects us when we're grieving. And in many ways, not just social media, but technology in general is replacing our in-person interactions with each other. Like we have DoorDash, which is great. We have Amazon. We don't really need to go anywhere and see anyone in person anymore. It's convenient, yes. It's super quick interactions with people. It's like a quick hello or a thanks for bringing me my food, and that's it. Things are happening faster and easier, but it's not really helping us create or maintain those deeper connections with other people. Let's talk a little bit about Facebook groups, particularly the widow and widower Facebook groups out there. There are a lot of these, dozens and dozens of Facebook groups about widowhood and loss and grief. And again, these are both a blessing and a curse. Back on episode 64, I did an interview with a lovely lady named Cindy Brown, who I actually met in one of these widow Facebook groups. Now, what stood out for me was with her posts in the group, it was her positivity. It was her optimism, her attitude about moving forward. She was just so happy and uplifting, and I couldn't wait to interview her on the podcast because she was different. Like many of those Facebook groups, there was so much negativity and sadness and almost like competition, like my story is worse than your story or I have it worse than you kind of thing, like a battle for who's the saddest. I don't know. But Cindy was choosing joy. Let's hear what she had to say about Facebook groups and social media.
On the widow Facebook groups.
So I initially sought out these groups just simply because I wanted to find people, like-minded people who were going through the same things that I was going through. At 36 years old, most of my friends are married. None of them have lost their spouse. So while, there's sympathy there, they can't really empathize because this just isn't their reality and no fault of their own. And I hope it's not their reality for a very, very long time. So that was why I went in search of these groups. At first, I found them to be helpful. Because it was like some of the things that I'm thinking and that I'm feeling were validated by other people. So I didn't feel alone and I didn't feel like I was going crazy. That was one of my big concerns was, oh my gosh, why am I even thinking like this? Am I going crazy now? And I quickly realized, no, you're not going crazy. That this is a part of widowhood. This is a part of that grieving process. And you really just, as much as you want to run from it, you have to feel it. You have to deal with it because suppressing it will make it worse. There have been a few ladies who don't live too far away from me who have reached out and they have almost like a little pod where they meet up and share a meal or something like that. I haven't been able to meet up with them yet. Just because of the craziness of the start of the school year and everything. Yeah. But I do hope to be able to do that at some point soon. As far as the groups themselves, I feel like sometimes the groups can be overwhelming and quite negative. And I understand that everyone grieves in their own way. However, for me, making that conscious decision to live and to find happiness in any form that I can find it. I do find that sometimes the constant negative postings weigh on those of us who are trying to distance ourselves from that place or that mindset. And I'm not saying that those who are in that space should just stop, because if that's the release for them, then utilize that. Yes. For me, I am making the choice to work towards happiness and moving forward. I don't want to get stuck, because I feel like if I get stuck and I allow my sadness and my grief to weigh me down, it will make it that much more difficult to pull myself out of it. And so I am trying to limit the amount of time that I spend in those groups. I made a posting the other day because I had noticed that sometimes those who have chosen to find love again, it almost seems like almost 50-50. Like, some are very supportive of it, and then there are those who feel like, you shouldn't be doing this. You had one love. You were in love with that person, and X, Y, and Z. And it almost feels very judgmental. I'm not there, but eventually, maybe someday. But I feel like sometimes in the groups, those who have chosen to open themselves up to a relationship, or it almost feels like the judgment is pouring in. And so I made a posting, which was like a mixed bag. I would say maybe 80-20. 80% those were saying, hey, right on, you articulated everything I've been thinking. I just couldn't put it into words. And then there were those that were saying, you know, we don't want this thrown into our faces. We don't want to move on. We don't need to see people and their chapter twos and this, that, and the other.
Whoa.
And yeah, it was a bit much. And I thought, you know, all I'm asking, especially in a group such as these widows groups, live and let live, you know, and I'm not team one way or the other. If you feel that by seeking out companionship, love, whatever it is that you're looking for, if that's what helps you, then by all means, do it. You know, take care of yourself and value your worth. If you have children, value your children and make sure that the person that you're bringing into their lives is someone who's going to enrich them and not take from them, right?
Right.
But if that's what you want, do it. On the flip side, if you can never, ever see yourself moving on and having another relationship, and you feel that you are whole and healthy single, by all means, follow that path. I just feel like, to each their own, we have all been dealt the worst hand that anyone could ever be dealt in life. And so however we choose to move forward, I just think that, especially in our widows community, we should really support one another and not cast judgment on each other based on our own decisions. The group, to me, can sometimes be too negative and a bit toxic.
Yeah.
Someone else had mentioned this in the group just yesterday. I saw something. And like I said, sometimes I'm scrolling and I just keep scrolling because I don't want to engage it. But someone else had mentioned that they were considering leaving the group because of the amount of negativity pouring in.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's what's going to help you and your mental state, then by all means, leave the group. I don't think I'm ready to leave. I'd like to just sprinkle those seeds of positivity, because I think for a lot of us, we need that. We need it.
Again, that was from Cindy Brown, and that was episode 64. And I was trying to think of which Facebook group she was in, the one that I met her in, and I cannot remember the name of it. I can't remember which widow group it was. But the other point to this is, find a group that is uplifting. Find a group that is supportive. So yes, the Facebook groups are great for validation, for making you feel like what you're feeling is normal. In that sense, you feel less alone. And that is such a good thing. And another thing the Facebook groups are great for is getting advice when you need it. I have to say, like, this is a really huge benefit. Like, when you have a question about a work situation with your boss, or, you know, taking time off, things like that, or a Social Security question, those are always tricky. trying to wrap your head around all of those Social Security things, or you have a parenting question and you're stumped. So get in there and ask away, and you will get lots of advice from other widows who have been through that experience. They've experienced the same thing, and they can give you some good advice on that. This is definitely one reason why I love Facebook groups and why I love our Widow 180 community, the Facebook group. It's positive, it's helpful, and it's super supportive. But when you get into Facebook groups and it starts to pull you down instead of lifting you up, then it's time to step away from it all just for a bit. It just is. Take a break. If it's making you feel worse and not better, then it's time to hit the brakes on the social media. So one of the big takeaways from this episode is just to notice how it makes you feel after you get on Facebook or after you get on Instagram and you see all of these happy families and friends. How is it making you feel? Is it worse? If it is, then just step away from it for a bit. Start paying close attention to how you're feeling. A big part of healing after loss is getting to a point where you are ready to move forward. You are ready to take a step and open yourself up to looking at the future and what that looks like for you. So you're on the verge of rediscovering who you are. And if social media is keeping you stuck, if it's making you sad, if it's bringing you down, it's time to say bye-bye, at least for a short time. Take a hiatus. It doesn't have to be forever, but just for a little while and see how you feel. Remember our example before of our friend Sarah? Instead of Facebook Sarah at the craft show, why don't you call Sarah and go with her to the next craft show in person and then go and have lunch with her and really catch up? That's friendship. That's trust and creating closeness with others. Instead of DoorDash, call up some friends and do a fun hibachi night out or something like that. Make an intention to make more face-to-face interactions happen in your life, because improving your relationships with others, feeling closer to others, will make you feel more fulfilled and help you heal. I hope this was helpful in some way. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend who may need to hear it too. If you would like to share your thoughts or have a question, feel free to email me at jen@widow180.com. You are not alone. And if you need more help, support, and resources, be sure to check out everything at widow180.com and on our YouTube channel, Widow 180 The Channel. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.